Well, hello everyone. Welcome to today's call. Just get a little feedback here, trying to adjust that. All right, got it. Okay. Hey, welcome. It's to the new. Sorry about that. Hold on. Okay. The technology driving me nuts. Welcome to the call today, the Persuasion Negotiation Influence Call. My name is Kurt Mortensen, and we will be talking about things that will really help you out with the persuasion influence. Spend a few minutes on a couple of tools, and then what we're going to do is take questions and answer questions from the week that you have posted. Still a little hoarse. I'm getting a little better. I have to mute every once in a while for a cough like right now. Hold on. All right. So let's get into it. Let's talk about persuasion, motivation, and influence. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening in the news as far as just like advertising. There's a lot of changes there because we have TiVo now and a lot of people are fast-forwarding. That's a big challenge. We've got over 100 stations compared to it used to be only 3. And according to Advertising Age magazine, we're hit with over 5,000 persuasive messages a day. So, we need to talk about law of involvement. We need to talk about what people are doing sometimes to keep people's attention. You find, look at movie stars, for example. So they have to be do something bad or naughty or break the law or do something to keep them in the news, the social media. Look at Charlie Sheen. A lot of these stars, they keep doing more and more. And sometimes they do things that are fraudulent. Sometimes they do things that are made up. Sometimes they lose credibility. It's always being in the public eye, getting people involved, getting people involved, getting people involved. Because bottom line is that if people aren't listening to you, if people are indifferent, if people don't care, if they don't know about you, if they're not looking at you, you really can't persuade them. It's very difficult. You have to keep them involved. And keeping people's attention is harder and harder and harder to the point where if you look at marketing and internet lead generation, for example, in the past it used to be if you had a $50 buyer lead, let's say they came to your website and spent $50, that was a great person who would want additional products and services and coaching and something else. But now people buy a $50 product and maybe they haven't looked at it. They haven't even listened to it. Sorry. To where I think a time lead's even better. To where if they've spent 2 hours, 3 hours, 3 days with you, then you've proven your worth to keep them involved. I know I do 3-day seminars. And we've tested a lot of models, but it's always more profitable to do could you do a paid event for a couple thousand dollars and people will pay that. But then if they don't know who you are, they don't know that much about you. But if you do a free 3-day event and you get them there, they will purchase whatever you have just because they've involved, you've proven your worth, they know what it's all about. In fact, I went to a big rah-rah motivational seminar yesterday. I'm not going to name names, but there are a lot of professional speakers, a lot of famous people there. And between each one of these speakers was a sales pitch. We saw one on internet, real estate, mindset, and what was the last one? It was, I think, stocks. And typically in the past, after each one of these presentations, they would sell a $2,000 product, right? Pretty typical. None of them did this time. None of them. They gave away, or very inexpensively, a $2 to $3 training. In fact, one of them, if you donated $29 to a charity, you got a free 3-day event. One of them was free if you put $100 down on a credit card. Well, you put your credit card down, they'd only charge you $100 if you didn't show. I think one was $40, and another one was free, very inexpensive. That's getting people involved. Because that's how we are now. We're so busy, so we're so preoccupied. And you have to understand when people can't see themselves using your product, your service, can't see themselves helping you, can't see themselves donating to your charity, it's not going to happen. It has to be created visually. So what involvement does is the more you can get them to see it, taste it, touch it, feel it, use it, become involved with it, the more persuasive you become. especially with a lot of products nowadays, I can say I have a magical juice that just came out from Hoo Hoo Berry in Brazil or whatever the new drink is. I could tell you all day long, you know, nutrients and vitamins and antioxidants, and you'll feel better, you'll feel stronger, you'll sleep more, it'll cure all your headaches. You know, that's great, but why don't I just say, hey, try it out for 30 days. Tell me how you feel. That's what car dealerships do. They do a couple different things. First of all, it's free to do a test drive. They would never charge you $50 for a test drive. They want you there. They'll give out hot dogs and prizes to get you there. They'll do a loss leader, which is a really inexpensive car to get you there. It'll be sold by the time you get there. You have even higher than that. You take high-end cars, and what happens is they just show up. Because people buy cars, it's getting longer now. It used to be 3 or 4 years, probably 4 or 5 years now. They'll just show up, say, you know what, you bought a Cadillac 4 years ago. Here's the new model. Can you drive it around, tell us what you think. I want to do a little survey with you, and done. The car's bought because your neighbor said, oh, it looks awesome. Wife said something, new car smell, new features. It's driving better. It feels newer. Coworkers have said something. It's done. It's the old puppy dog close, if you've ever studied closing techniques, to where they call it that because of the pet store owner who sees the reluctant dad and their daughter looking at the puppies. The dad's all, no way, no. And the store owner says something like, hey, just take it home for the weekend. If you don't like it, bring it back. Right? Done. Aren't coming back. And we see that with CD clubs. We see all that with America Online, all this free 1,000 hours, people getting involved. You see that with a lot of different things that just get people involved. It could be food. Now, if you can't get people involved, you can't give something away, maybe the other thing you can do is a guarantee. That's an involvement thing. For people only who stay on the fence. We only use a guarantee when people are sitting on the fence. It's very important you understand that. So if you're watching an infomercial and it's this knife, it cuts through a shoe and a can and you can't believe it, and you're like, I don't know. They say, hey, try it for 90 days. We're not going to charge you. Just try it out. Or we guarantee it for 90 days. Send it back for any reason. That's getting people involved. That's the same type of thing that you're looking for when you're getting people involved. Very important that you do that because, again, they're not listening. They don't care. There's no what's in it for me. They can't visualize themselves doing it. It goes the opposite direction. You take at a local water park. They sell these passes to all these entertainment facilities for $25 for the whole year. $25. So say this water park. Would someone not spend $25 to go have a year, you know, access to a water park? And some people might say it's too expensive or they don't have the time or they'll come up with things. Why? Because maybe they can't see themselves in a swimsuit. Maybe they can't see themselves swimming because they never learned how to swim. Maybe they just see all the germs that will be there because they haven't seen themselves having fun with it. Real estate agents, when you're showing a home, have them bring the kids, right? Involvement. All right, kids, go choose your room. Mom and Dad, let's go through where we're going to put the grand piano. Okay, where's the giant clock going to go? Where's the playset going to go? What garage are you going to take? Garage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, or whatever it is. Involvement, mental involvement, physical involvement. Anything you can do to get people involved makes a huge difference. That is what you're looking for. When they get hit with so many messages every day, you have to break through, get people involved. By the number of questions you asked, creates mental involvement. By getting yeses, creates involvement. All these things go a long way. And that's what the cable companies had to do when they came out. Because I've never needed it before. Why would I need it now? Hey, just try it out. Just try it out. And once you try it out, you can't live without it. You like all the different channels, and it becomes a great thing. And that's a key factor here that you have to understand is, if they've never needed it before, never used it before, never liked it before, why would they need it now? So if you're dealing with a new product that no one's ever used before, you have to take a different approach. That's where involvement becomes really important. That's the lesson we learned from the Post-it notes. Post-it notes were created by, and they were awesome. I mean, wow, here's a little think and restick. You don't have to staple. It's nice. But they were complete and utter failure. Complete and utter failure. Like, well, they're not now. I'm looking at a stack of Post-its right now. Well, the thing is, how do you explain it? No one needed it before. I can staple a piece of paper. How do you describe it? A notepad staple, no staplery, sticky paper so you can reuse a thing? So all they did is they took what was left, sent them to the secretaries of the Fortune 500 CEOs, trickled down, people use them, they like them, got them involved, and the rest is history. That's the power of involvement. That's why it's so important that you, whatever you do, you can ask your neighbor to help you build a fence, you'll be busy, but you say, hey, can I get your opinion? Can I get your advice? What would you do here? You're the expert here. Can you help me out? Next thing you know, they're helping you out. We saw this during World War II. Kurt Lewin, L-E-W-I-N, was a social psychologist. And the government paid him big bucks to get the American people to eat intestinal meats. And we're not talking hot dogs here. We're talking about tripe, intestines, and stomach. Now, most cultures will eat it. I've had it. Not my favorite, but, you know, hey, I'll try anything once. But Americans won't eat it. No, can't do it. And there's nutritional value there, and they're sending all the good stuff overseas. There's war effort. They were rationing food. And they had all this extra meat, and they didn't know what to do with it. So the first thing he tried, got everyone into a room and did a rah-rah, do it for the government, do it for the troops, nutrition, here's some recipes, this is what you do, here's some samples. Go home. They're all feeling pretty happy about it, but then they realized only 3% cooked intestinal meats for their family. 3%, that's terrible. So they thought about it, a little more research, and they brought them into a room, put them around a large table, said, hey, this is a new group of people. Here's a challenge. No one went through a little challenge, intestinal meats, whole thing. Hey, if you were us, if you were the government, what would you do? How would you fix this? How would you change it? How would you get more people like you to eat intestinal meats? Because remember, if it's my idea, it's a good idea. That's true for everyone. So have you tried this? Have you thought about this? Are you doing this? And they really didn't care about the ideas. I mean, I'm sure had somebody write them down. But what happened is during that process, they were involved, they were thinking, and they persuaded themselves. Remember, that's the goal, help people persuade themselves. So it went from 3% to 32% to try it. So that is something to think about with involvement. So that's our concept for the day. It's one of the 12 laws of persuasion. That's located in your magnetic persuasion materials. Any questions that we can take? I got a few here I need to address. You can do them over the phone, and a lot of you are doing replay or Skype or muted, so you can just send them to me via the whypersuasion.com. That's where the recording will be. All right, here's the first one. Kurt, how do I get them involved? How do I get them to listen when they won't even give me the time of day? Physical violence, profanity. I'm kidding, of course. Well, again, you got to get to the what's in it for me pretty quick, but one way you can do that is arouse curiosity. You'll see this in headlines, something that arouses curiosity. It's got to be something that quickly they know can solve their problem. Or you can use, we've talked about it before, is the old Zeigarnik effect, where we know that people remember things that are unfinished more than things that are finished. Let me explain. We can talk about the history. Now, Bluma Zeigarnik, she was a psychiatrist from Russia. She was sitting down at an outdoor cafe in Austria and had a waiter. And there, she was watching. Everyone was taking order, and this waiter wouldn't write anything down. Nothing. Just remembered it. And when the waiter went back and placed the order, remembered everything perfectly. And then we realized later, she asked and says, well, what did they order over there? He couldn't remember. He'd completely forgotten something he just remembered a few minutes earlier. And she's like, what is that? Because once it's finished in our brain, we forget about it. It's done. We can't take up any more space. It's forgotten. So how does that help you? Well, a lot. Because this is answering two other questions I just received. While you're watching the news, getting ready to turn it off, and they say your drinking water is probably killing you, stay tuned. And you're like, whoa, keep it on. Watching commercial TV or watching a movie, a knife comes up. That's when they go to commercial. It's unfinished. It's in your mind. You'll stick around. So something that's unfinished, the three things that are killing you, those type of things are unfinished. They arouse curiosity. If you're leaving a voicemail message, there's something that's unfinished, something they have to call you about, something you have to do, something that you found, some exciting news, unfinished, unfinished, unfinished. It's not guaranteed they're going to call you back or listen to you, but it gives you a little more of the edge. So curiosity, things that are unfinished, will really help you out. Good question. So that took care of three of them all at once. That's called the Zygarnik effect. Oh, well, somebody wants me to spell it. Okay, here you go if you want me to spell it. Z-E-I-G-A-R-N-I-K. Zygarnik. That's your big fancy word of the day. So you learned at least one word today. Kurt, what if I can't guarantee my product? Guarantee yourself. Guarantee your time. A lot of things you can guarantee. As your agent, as your supervisor, what I guarantee that if I'll return your phone call in 24 hours, that you get everything resolved in 24 hours, I guarantee that no matter what, guarantee you. Guarantee time. Now, here's some time where you can lead with a guarantee. It's very rare, but if you know that they're interested in something, you might want to say something like, hey, give me 22 minutes of your time, and if I go over, I'll give you this $20 bill. That could be a guarantee. I mean, there's a variety of things you can do to do that. I know there's different industries and products and services and regulations. You have to be careful. But a guarantee, a warranty about the product or you or the time together, I can give you a guarantee up front of the sale. I guarantee you'll learn at least three things that will double your income. So if you're rousing curiosity, grabbing attention, they want to know what those three are so you could lead with that type of a guarantee. Any other questions via phone, via net? Okay, one here talking about law of involvement. It says, Kurt, I think I've heard you talk about it before, but is this the reason Walmart has a greeter? Wow, I have talked about that. I'm glad you remembered. See, Walmart, you can't find any customer service in the whole store, but someone's there to greet you and hand you a cart. Really? They're just being nice. They're loving people. No. They've got everything down to the penny. Basically, it reduces shoplifting. It reduces shoplifting. You're no longer anonymous. I mean, you can take casinos. Getting in's easy. Getting hard. Get out is hard. There's no windows. They don't have clocks. Carpet's so loud, you're looking at the machines and people winning. There's a lot of things that will distract you while you're playing. I mean, I could spend an hour on the psychology of casinos or even malls. The way they're set up, they know the longer you spend in a store or in a mall, the more you're going to buy. Period. Done deal. They'll do everything in their power. Casinos are the same way to keep you there. That's why the big stores are at the very ends of, you have to pass all the little stores. That's why there's diagonal things. There's not always a straight shot through a store to get to someplace else. You're on a diagonal, then another diagonal, and doing this. And the escalators are built in such a way we have to walk all the way around. I mean, they've done these things. Mall of America, you've ever been there? One of the biggest malls in the world. It used to be the biggest. I think it's been dethroned a couple times. But you can get in, you can't get out. It's just huge, but that's all part of the involvement. So that is why. So I'll get a question about casinos. The distractions. Well, if you're winning, they're going to make sure you have a free alcoholic beverage. A lot of your waitresses are very revealing. You've got noises and things happening and people winning. There's a lot of things out there that they're vying for your attention. But the science behind casinos is just fascinating and what they do. All right, good questions today. So whypersuasion.com will host the recording. You can post your questions there too as we get through and understand exactly how this works. Of course, if I get stuck on a plane or something happens, WhyPersuasion.com will have the news or the recording for that week, and we will keep you updated there. So with that, become a power persuader and make the world a better place. Good night.